News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. We are getting close to Labor Day weekend. By tradition, it's the time that most people begin paying attention about politics leading up to the fall elections. And in Wisconsin, our race for governor could not be closer, according to a new poll that's out yesterday from Marquette University. That poll shows Governor Scott Walker leading Democrat Mary Burke among registered voters, 48-44, but Burke leads by just under 2 percentage points among likely voters. And the polling director, Charles Franklin, says these numbers have not changed much.
The last 3 months of the governor's race have been remarkably flat. None of these changes from month to month are statistically significant, and none of the margins between the two candidates is statistically significant.
The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. A teenage girl managed to escape an attempted abduction in Shawano County, as we hear from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Sheriff's Detective Sergeant Gordon Koleski said the 14-year-old girl got away from the subject and ran to a nearby residence to call for help. The attempted abduction happened on a farm road between cornfields at 1:10 p.m. in the town of Burnham Wood. Police have identified a person of interest but have not released the suspect's name. They did give his description. The subject is a white male, about 6'2", and was wearing holy light blue jeans and a black long-sleeve t-shirt or sweatshirt. He also had white tennis shoes on. Investigators have not said if the girl was injured or if the subject has been apprehended, but the sheriff's department said more information may be released later today. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The Antigo man accused of beating a teenager with a baseball bat is going to undergo a mental competency examination. He is 18-year-old Dylan Matterom, and he remains in the Langlade County Jail. His hearing is September 15th. He's accused of covering his head with his shirt and then clubbing a 16-year-old boy with a baseball bat, apparently for not paying for marijuana that the two had exchanged. A large truck crashed into one of the diesel fuel pumps at the Quick Trip on Old Highway 18 near US 10 outside Stevens Point last night. The truck was traveling at a slow speed. It was turning into the fueling area. Its trailer didn't clear the pump. There were no injuries, only minor damage, and the driver's name has not been released. Cyber criminals target JP Morgan Chase, and they apparently got away with a lot of data.
The latest target of a hack attack is J.P. Morgan Chase. Morgan and at least one other bank reportedly were victims of a coordinated series of attacks this month. Data was looted, including information on checking and savings accounts. What isn't clear is who did it and why. One suspect is Russia, in which case the motive may have been political, retaliation for U.S. sanctions. But the motive could have easily been economic, and the culprits one of any number of cyber gangs. At the same time, Morgan says it hasn't seen any uptick in fraud. The FBI and Secret Service are investigating. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
A Wisconsin war veteran from long ago is being honored 150 years after his bravery in the Civil War. Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing from the Union Army died in battle. Congressman Ron Kind says that he is one of the heroes of Gettysburg who is now receiving his just due.
But by all the eyewitness accounts, what he did there, right in the center of the Union lines to hold the center that ultimately won the battle and turned the course of the war, is finally being recognized, and he's one of our own, a Wisconsin native that we can all be proud about.
He was only 22 years old when he led the Battle of Gettysburg on July 3, 1863. He had 110 men under his command. Diane Sawyer's time as anchor on ABC's World News broadcast is over. She signed off for the final time last night. She's 68 now and is stepping aside after holding the anchor desk for 5 years. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Increasing clouds for today with a chance of rain and storms toward evening, a high of 71, southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, periods of rain and storms, heavy rain likely as well, down to 59. On Friday, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms, high 75. Still some rain and storms likely in the morning on Saturday, but that should gradually diminish during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, high 76. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, that sounds a little unsettled. Thank you, Justin. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327. That's a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.